Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. A Palestinian leader calls for a Palestinian flag to fly over the Temple Mount. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about the escalation of violence there in Jerusalem. So you're saying that could lead to war, maybe a third intifada?
Well, yes, and you can't probably use the term war in the standard sense, but very intense times. Daily killings, daily terror attacks, and all sorts of things. So it is definitely a terror war. And if indeed the Palestinian leadership wants that and pushes for that, then it will probably happen. They're ready to go, it looks like. And there's a lot of young Jews that are willing to fight back against that. And so the clashes have been pretty intense. With the rocket fire, we now have a Hamas state, basically, in Gaza, which didn't exist in the year 2000 or in 1989, the first uprising. So it would be all the worse this time, and the Israelis are preparing for this eventuality. And of course, also right now, we have Iran in the background pushing all of this and arming its forces all over the region. So it could well spark a regional war itself.
I understand, David, that a member, an Arab member of the Knesset, was caught promoting the Intifada and calling for the Palestinian flag to fly over the Temple Mount. That would really incite things, would it not?
Well, yes, and it shows that the support for a new uprising is fairly broad, fairly widespread. Again, the older Palestinians remember the earlier uprisings and how awful they became for everybody, basically, how much blood flowed, and in the end, nothing really changed on the ground. Periodically, they get that bug in them, and Jerusalem is, of course, the thing that sets the entire Muslim world alight. The push is on, and again, all the top leadership making these statements and Palestinian television repeating these fiery statements, and it looks like we're going to have a very hot summer.
David Dolan explaining how a Palestinian intifada, a public uprising, could break out in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David Dolan's reporting from Jerusalem for a 30-year period of time is information that has helped each of us to recognize an end-of-times scenario in Jerusalem today. Flying a Palestinian flag over Judaism's holiest site, the Temple Mount, would incite an all-out war on the Israeli capital city. Ezekiel chapter 35 states that the Palestinians will kill the Jews and steal their land. That is what an intifada is all about, happening today in Jerusalem. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...